Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office. You.
This is Early Break.
Happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. You had some pre-show drama right there. Sips trying to look at Bill's notes for Bill's Thrills and everything.
Bill's Thrills is done. We're done with Bill's Thrills. There's one written rule is we don't intervene, and Steve got in the middle of it.
Jake, now hold on, Bill. I had my glasses on, and you wear these readers. If you have readers on, you cannot see anything from that.
What would make you start to...
I just glanced over.
No, it's okay. Bill Shrills, this is the last time. Today's the last day.
I know what happened there, Steve. It was concerning.
This was the last day. We'll get through today, and then we'll talk him through tomorrow. It'll be fine. Don't worry, everybody.
Yeah, we will. We'll try to fight through this.
Yeah, Bill. I couldn't see any. I just saw words.
Just saw a blur, probably. Just saw a blur.
I just saw cursive. Were you writing cursive?
It's unbelievable.
No, I don't do cursive.
Well, then you're good. He thought he saw cursive. You can't read it anyway. Great.
All right, here we are.
What day Wednesday. Is it? Today's August 7th. We are, if I can do quick math, 24 days away from kickoff, Nebraska-UTEP.
Quick math.
At Memorial Stadium. That's quick math.
Quick math.
31 minus 7, Sip. That's 24. Yeah, that's how you do it. That's how you do it right there.
Yeah, it is. Quick math. We're here.
We are here.
I was kind of hoping today was Thursday, but it's only
Wednesday.
It is
Wednesday. Not. It's Wednesday.
That's all right. That's new. We have a new feature.
That is because, when people are watching this angle from this camera looking over here, people get distracted by the production studio. So
by Ben?
Ben is distracting.
Yes, Ben's
Ben
distracting.
Ben distracts the people, and so we have a sign up that will hopefully hide him from the people.
Well, don't you need your producer in view?
I can see him over here, though. Yeah. And so that this part is
what
not...
about when Bella gets here? This everything's confusing now.
So Bella sits right behind where you guys are at, and people see her on the stream, and, you know, and she does not want to be seen on the stream anymore. So we're going to do something about that corner also so she can sit there in comfort knowing that people aren't creeping on her computer from the TV monitors.
Creeping on the computer.
She says people can see what she's
looking
at.
I wasn't expecting.
Yeah. That's
she does a lot of advanced work.
She does do advanced work.
And so all of a sudden it could have been something can come out from that. I agree. People look at things. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm supportive.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Very Ben's is joining us today.
Yeah, Ben's here. I see him over
there.
He's here. Yeah. He beat me today. I was slow today. Ooh. I was a little slow getting here, but he was here.
Good job, Ben.
He's on time. Idle chit chat. Off
wish
the bat.
I had something
Bill,
more.
Sip, what do you got for
I
us?
I got something.
Oh, yeah, good, all right. Good. What do you got, Bill?
You know how when they have these commercials where you feed your dog like some special new fresh dog food and they're 20 years younger? They're just spry. And it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
That happened yesterday to Sugar, but it was all weather-based. It was when that cool weather hit.
Yes.
Oh, my. She went berserk.
She likes it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's a big dog.
She'd rather have the polar bear, basically.
She's a big dog.
Once things cool. And so she was just running around the yard, chasing them. When I took her for a walk, these past couple days when it's been so hot, we start walking, and she knows how when you're getting away from home. She's like, that's it. We're not going any further away from the house. Nope, not yesterday. Just go forever. She was just in a different mood. The weather changed everything.
Good for a lot of dogs.
There's a lot of smiling going on yesterday. Just general and people. It's like, thank you. It was a happy crowd yesterday.
Was it? I think it was.
It was very pleasant yesterday. And today it's almost chilly outside this morning, which is wonderful after 110 degrees for 10 straight days.
Isn't it interesting the impact it can have on people? Just the weather. Just a change in weather. Yeah, 104 is rough. That's rough. Although, I mean, I must spend most of my time in the air conditioning. I can't say I'm killing me.
Sugar.
Sugar's happy.
Sugar likes it. Yes. Bullet. Yeah, he's 8. See, it's a different conversation because he's 8. So he's not, you don't see his wild swings with Bullet. You don't. But he's very furry. This is really idle chit chat at this point.
Furry.
This is idle chit chat. Yeah. Yeah, he's got a bigger coat than Sugar. He's got a more heavy coat. So the thing that Trix always cites when you walk them in the heat is that it hurts their little feet. And it might. You know, the hot ground.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
You don't.
It doesn't. It doesn't for Sugar. And then also,
are you sure?
And then Sugar.
You can't ask.
Sugar also walks in the grass.
Yeah.
Most of the time. So yeah. Sugar's not like just. I don't walk her down the middle of the road.
See, I'm not middle of the road, but I am sidewalk.
Yeah. Sidewalk. I'm a sidewalk too, but she walks in the grass most of the time.
Okay.
This
is Idle Chit Chat.
It is Idle Chit Chat.
Who's it sponsored by?
Newton's Lawn Care, friends Andrew and the squad. Well, he's the squad. 402-440-6297.
Thank you.
Take care of all your summer and fall lawn care needs. There is some big news in Idle Chit Chat. Ready for this?
Is it breaking?
This is definitely breaking news.
Okay.
Hey. Can you play the sounder?
For at least one day, the mockery can end of the Chicago White Sox. The 21-game skid is over.
Good.
They went on the road last night and beat the Oakland A's 5-1.
Good.
The record now 28-88.
It was at Oakland. It's at Oakland.
There's 60.
It's on the road.
I would love to hear what the attendance was, because Oakland right now is getting about 2,000 to 3,000 people per game. Imagine Oakland with the White Sox coming in if they just lost 21 in a row.
There's nobody there.
I would love to know what the crowd was.
There's nobody.
Now the A's have no attendance in general anyways, but they are also they're 20 games below 500, so they're terrible. Not as bad as the White Sox, obviously, but there was nobody there.
Yeah. Nobody
saw it happen.
For us, not for if you lived in the Bay Area, but for us, it would be an interesting sort of study to go to an A's game.
It'd be incredible to go to an A's. I'd love to go watch
You could pay, I don't know, $5 and sit behind home plate probably your way down there.
I would look for things. I mean, you wonder how many concessions are open. What is it even like?
Just imagine the person working concessions, just like, hey, what do you want?
Please come buy something.
By the same token, Bill, like the gear, like if they have jerseys and caps, which I'm sure they do, that's still iconic gear. It'd be cool to have I bet they have super cool gear. Like when Reggie played there, Raleigh Fingers. Yeah, come on, name somebody else. Reggie, Raleigh Fingers, Gene Tennis. Remember Gene Tennis by any chance?
Gene Tennis is escaping me. It's escaping me. Yes.
Sal Bando. Can I give you Sal Bando?
Sal Bando. Give me Sal Bando.
Yeah, yes. I'll give you Sal Bando. I want to say Burt Campanaris played for that.
Look at Sip here.
I think I'd have to double check on Burt.
This is from Brian on YouTube. And again, they know that they always inflate this. He says ESPN, who inflates attendance, said the attendance last night was 5,867.
That's probably
more like paid ticket. I would bet actual in attendance probably 2,500.
Yeah,
imagine that MLB game 2,500.
It would be interesting for a little bit to see. I mean, it would then it would wane.
I wish I was there. last night.
The Lincoln Salt Dogs draw about 2,000 fans per night. This is an MLB game.
Oh, it's a fascinating
study. The listed attendance, which is never as much as it is, says 5,867.
You would barely know what game's going on if you were within a block of the stadium.
Imagine what the parking lot looks like. Just cars just sporadic all over the place. Just park wherever you want.
Yeah. It's really interesting to me. But I bet, but it has all the trappings of a major league game, setup. I mean, I bet the infield's beautiful. The field's gorgeous.
Absolutely. Also, the thing, there's also people at that game that have not missed an A's game this year. There are some fans.
Wow, there's somebody, for many years.
There's somebody that's like, no, I go to the A's games. Win. Every day. Yep. I go every day, every home game.
I mean, you have to say it's a franchise that has a rich tradition. It does. So there's diehard fans. Bruns is a diehard fan. Mike Bruns.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Mike Bruns of
24/7 Sports.
Yeah, Huskers is he's a diehard and he wears gear. He wears like the Ace hat.
Not today he won't be wearing that. That's their streak is over for the White Sox because of his A's. So no A's gear today, I'm sure.
It's kind of sad that the A's have devolved to this point. Because me and Bill grew up at a time when the A's were sweet.
They've had some decent years in the last 10 years. They have not been terrible for like 20 years. They've had some moments. The last 2 years have been very, very bad for Oakland.
Were they good when they had Canseco?
I think they're pretty good, yeah.
I don't remember.
I would say yes. Yeah. They were good. So there you go. Congrats to the White Sox. They don't have
a baseball show.
They don't. It doesn't say L21 now in the streak. So happy for them to
we're
get that
something.
Off. That's
we're
it.
Something.
Anything else? Idle chit chat?
That's it for me.
I wish I did. I didn't. I had sort of a nondescript day.
Were you writing, Steve?
Yeah, I did. I'm going to look up Burt Camp and Harris while you're moving on, Jake.
I would say last thing, and this is very random, but last night I went to bed, I was craving some KFC. I have not been to KFC in probably 10 years at the absolute minimum.
Back up a second before you went to bed. So it's like about 9:15, raced to KFC?
No, I was craving it. I nearly left my house to say, if for some reason I want some KFC. I don't know why. I did not leave, but today the craving is still there. So I might go have some KFC at some point today, which I haven't had in 10-plus years.
Do it.
Do it. Yeah, do it.
Not sure why I haven't either. KFC is delightful. Delicious.
Would you regard KFC as a guilty pleasure?
Yes.
Isn't that interesting? I wonder if KFC feels okay about that.
I think they are.
Guilty pleasure?
I think they're okay with it. God, KFC, the standard of chicken.
Hey. I saw a KFC joke by KC and the Sunshine Band. You know the KC and the Sunshine Band lead singer? He's gotten big. And he talks about it. He talks about it in concert. Like when there's a break, he'll talk about his weight gain. And he makes jokes about it. And he said, I almost had to rename it KFC and the Sunshine Band.
You still can, Casey. Come on.
You're slaying yourself, Steve.
He's still very good on stage, though.
Just bigger.
Oh, he's gigantic. he's a 300 no matter what. I mean, he's a big dude now, but he still dances really well. He sounds great. He's 73, which freaks me out.
I read this story, which, again, I'm going to take it as fact. I know it was off the World Wide Web.
Yeah, take it as
take it as fact, because I do. That Colonel Sanders started his KFC chicken. He was retired, living on $99 a month. He was 65 years old when he started
KFC.
That's
inspirational.
He was 65 when he started.
How did that work, I wonder?
He was just basically like going door-to-door trying to sell his product, trying to sell his recipe.
Trying to sell chicken door-to-door?
Somewhere it hit.
And it hit. It finally hit. Think about that. KFC, he started when he was 65 years old.
Our best days could be ahead of us.
Could be ahead of us. We could still discover something really important. That was remarkable.
That is. That's a great story.
Yeah. Yeah. Colonel Sanders.
There's some serious idle chit-chat.
That was pretty good today.
Yeah.
Came out of nowhere.
KC and the Sunshine Band and KFC tied together.
Yep. That's how we do it. That's idle chit-chat sponsored by Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer and fall. There was some news yesterday after practice for Nebraska football. Teddy Prohaska.
Oh, God.
Left
yes.
tackle.
Yeah, we have something to talk
is
about.
Is out for the season with an ACL injury.
Yes, he's out for the season.
This is, I was at the practice on Saturday. He was second team during the practice. It was Corcoran left tackle, first team. He was second team. But still, This is a guy that was competing for the starting job, someone that has talent that we've been looking forward to seeing a full season for a long time, but we just have never seen that because of injuries in his career. Another case of injuries for Teddy Prochazka.
I feel so bad for Teddy because he's had
number one.
This will be his fourth surgery.
He's had two shoulders and two knees.
That is a talk about when you're playing the sport, shoulders and knees, really important. And that is such a tough injury. When did it happen, Steve?
I think on Monday.
Monday, was it?
It was Monday.
And practice. what kind of practice was it? I don't know the circumstance or anything. Doesn't matter what it is, but I feel awful for him. Like I said, you'll read about it. Right now, if you went through every single Division I team, most likely, if you talk to him, someone's probably lost for the season. Almost everyone. It just depends on whether or not what level is the player.
Mm. Well, already.
The reason that this one, I believe, is extra tough is just because it's Mass. Mass always concerns me more than anything else. Position-wise, quarterback obviously is huge, but the Mass is so important. Because right away it's like, well, okay, lost him. We have players. We're good. It's just the next. It's the culmination effect. What happens with the next injury? Because that position, you put hands on people every play.
Oh, yeah.
So it's physicality. So the chances of injury are higher than other positions. So that's where it hurts, is just the sheer numbers of Mass.
So now Bill and Jake, and I 100% agree with you. You got to think first of Teddy Prochazka. I mean, I don't know what happens now. I don't know if he just keep coming back from this stuff. He would have, if he claims a medical hardship, I think he could still have 2 years of playing eligibility if he wants to do that. We'll see on all that. That obviously doesn't need to be discussed. Now, Turner Corcoran would be the left tackle, I think, today if they played UTEP. Mm-hmm. Turner Corcoran, he started 30 straight games, or he has 30 starts under his belt. He had 30 starts under his belt when he got hurt last year and then missed. He got hurt during the season, then missed the spring, but he's back full go. So Turner Corcoran is the guy now, as you pointed out, Jake.
But I wonder, though, the depth behind him now.
Well, then it's Gunnar Gatula.
With very little experience.
Yeah, I don't wonder because Rule said it yesterday. Gunnar Gatula would be number two.
Okay.
Now that's no experience. You're right.
None.
That's the culmination effect. When you lose a player of that in the Mass area, it's just it hits you. It's like, okay, we're still fine. We'll still have a team. We'll be good. But then when something else happens, that's when it starts to get to, or if you have to move anybody, okay, he's going to move from this to this. We're going to move this different position.
Speaking of, I mean, Ben Scott played tackle at Arizona State. Now there's been I've heard no discussion of Ben Scott playing left tackle. I don't think it will happen unless it's just, they're struggling mightily there, then maybe you'd make a move like that. But then what do you got? Your backup center, Sam Sledge, no experience. I always was kind of struck by the local media when they would go down this road of, man, the lines have so much depth. The defensive line does. I never really thought the offensive line, of course it has guys, but it's not. Of course there's 25 guys or however many there are in the offensive line room. Yeah, there's guys there, but are they guys that you can trust to win Big Ten games? There's a big difference, and I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's there or not.
Jeff has experience and potential ability. Middle Tennessee State also has.
Oh, yeah, they got guys.
Same number of guys on scholarship. Number of guys. Just, but what's the level when they come in? So when you say depth, there's guys there.
Yeah.
Do we have someone we can put in? Yeah, we're not going to play a four.
Right.
Yeah, we have a guy. We're not playing with four. We have a guy to put in there. It's what's the level of experience? And obviously, Teddy has played, but they still
a lot.
But with Turner, again, he has 30 starts. Mm-hmm. How often is that?
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, he's got 30 starts at the time. And then I put nothing into a practice day four, who's there and who's not, but he was with the ones.
Yeah, correct.
Turner was. So anyway, there's probably going to be a rotation. Coach Riley will do a great job. He'll have a great plan.
I think he'll have it figured out. It creates some stress. Now, what else? I don't want to sound like I'm sounding alarms and the harbinger of doom here, but the, you know, the Litovsky injury coupled with this it would concern me if I was Matt Rule. You know, we're getting ready for the opener. It's going to be here fast. And we got two of our critical we got one offensive lineman who's out.
Yep.
And we have Litovsky with a, we have Litovsky, another critical offensive lineman who's gone for 2 to 3 weeks. And that's interior. That's guard.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys. How's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
But I mean, you don't want much else happening up there in the way of injury.
No,
you don't. It's so they've sort of hit the quota in that regard, in my mind at least, pretty early in camp.
That's early. It is early.
Yeah. So I know this. If I were the head coach, it'd make me a little uncomfortable. I mean, it's kind of a here we go. Bill's been around this so much. You know it's going to happen. You know guys are going to go down. Yeah.
Like I said, the nature of the position is what makes it hard. They're in contact every single play. Mm-hmm. Not every player is in contact every single play.
No.
And not at the violence that they have to be at. There's just...
I know guys who avoid it actively.
Actively. That happens. But okay, that will be a major... That's the major difference with that position. Is you're just constantly, there's no plays off. There's just not a time when you're off of the play. No. It's and so you're putting
even no pads, like you've pointed out.
Yeah, it's a very intense, tense position. And it's just, you know, O-line, D-line, this, you don't relax one snap when you're in the game. You don't relax other position either. No one's telling the players at corner, hey, just relax this. But it's not the same physicality on your body.
No, it's not.
Banging.
And go ahead,
the thing with Teddy also is that this is not a guy that's just a mythological creature that, hey, he's never played before. He has played. He's been hurt a lot, but when he has played, you think about, this guy's all talent, but he's never healthy. He can never. Right. He has played.
He's played well
when he was healthy. So that's why this really sucks, because he's someone that you know that if he was healthy, could be very beneficial for this team. Because you've seen him actually play.
You go way back to 2021. I mean, it's 2024, but that's when he seemed like he was at his best, 2021. Then the injuries started occurring. Turner's probably okay. He'll probably be okay, but there was thoughts of moving him inside, so it's not a perfect. It's not perfect. And by the way, Turner Corcoran could move inside if they're hurting at guard. Now, I don't know. I just don't know the level. Well, yeah, Gunnar Gatula. I just don't know. I don't know. Who knows on Gunnar Gatula if he's ready? But I know this. It's no joke. You can talk about it on our little radio station in the confines of the ticket, and it doesn't mean that much. Well, on Saturday, it means everything. Mm-hmm. And when Illinois is in town, and they'll have guys. Mm-hmm. Is he ready? I mean, you don't know till it's happening.
We got a question from the text line from a couple people saying this. If Bryce Benhart's your best tackle, now he's played right tackle his whole career at Nebraska, but if the left tackle is the blind side for Raiola, a right-handed quarterback, is there a thought of moving him to left tackle possibly?
I would ask Bill this question, and I'm going to preface it by saying I think it's a huge, huge change. What would you say?
Jake, how excited were you to say the blind side? Just tell us, just walk us, because you were so, well, that's the blind side for Raiola, you know, that we've been through this. I've watched the movie The Blind Side, so I know what's going on over there. I've seen it.
I was excited.
It's back. It's back to the action.
There's a couple things with it. It depends. My first take would be, it would be a lot. To when you've been your entire time on the right side, it's not just that easy going right to left. It really isn't. Thank just that you change stances, you do some things different. Not saying it's impossible, not saying also, I don't even know this. I have zero knowledge of this. That it's probably been looked at some. I would imagine just because of just some normal practice reps or something, it's probably been done or certain things with it. Mm-hmm. But it is a lot. But the question isn't a dumb question at all.
It's a very intelligent question.
Yeah. Of like, hey, we always talk about left tackle being the most valuable, and you have what everyone feels is maybe the best left tackle on the team anyway. Mm-hmm. So that makes sense. But like I said, they have pass rushers on both sides. And so,
they do.
I get a little bit worked up on the blind side a little bit. It's like they have really good pass rushers on both sides. So you have to, it's not like, well, I'll go over to the right side because those guys aren't very hard to block on that side. Yeah, they are. But I understand.
Aiden Hutchinson was coming off the other. He wasn't coming off the blind side.
Yeah. So that makes it a little bit of a story. But I'd be shocked if there was a major movement there, I think that's a difficult task. People always say, "Well, it's not a big deal." Yeah, it is. Yeah, just go from second base to a shortstop or third
difference.
Or something. Yeah, it's just infield.
Yeah, no,
no, it's not. It's way difference. Different. So
big difference. So
Jake's smiling over there.
I got a text. Can I read this real quick?
Please.
This is from Wet Blanket.
The blanket. The blanket.
Has weighed in.
This is the perfect
WB
time.
WB has weighed
this
in.
Is the you knew the blanket was going to weigh in
but
today.
You understand why. He says, I feel like a proud father this morning. 8 years into the show. And Sip has fully evolved from, quote, 2019 wide receiver weapons to, quote, depth isn't just having bodies. It's having guys who have proven they can win in the Big Ten, quote. What? A wet blanket. Thank you, wet blanket.
Well, it's not. I don't know if that's being a wet blanket. But this is big for Turner Corcoran. Turner Corcoran was highly recruited.
What was his injury in the spring?
What did he have? It was in the season.
During the season, but he missed the spring.
During the season, he missed the spring. Don't do this to me. I got to think it was knee.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'd have to.
Fans, weigh in.
Yeah, WB, weigh in. You have a... Husker insider sitting in the room who doesn't know what Turner Corcoran's injury. I don't know what it was.
You were covering the team. When he got injured, you were there. Yeah. You were at whatever game he got hurt at, you were there.
It have to be almost a...
Trying to find it here. Yeah.
Ben, on it.
I don't
Ben, believe... type in Turner Corcoran injury 2023.
And I don't feel that for any reason, though, that that's like holding him back now.
It was foot surgery for Corcoran last year.
Foot surgery.
I wonder he got his foot stuck on Saturday.
October.
Was it Liz Frank? Was it Liz Frank?
This is from October 2023. It doesn't say anything about the Liz Frank. It said starting left tackle, they were, as of October 23rd, was out for the season with the foot surgery.
Okay. Yep. So he's battled a long line of injuries.
Can I ask you another question?
I suppose.
So try to answer this one. Okay. You were at the game. Who replaced him?
Well, I wouldn't. I don't.
When he was out, when they lost their starting left tackle, Turner, who I know, obviously.
Well, I think it would.
Who came in?
Would it have been Teddy? It'd been Teddy. Yeah. Teddy.
I believe it was Teddy. Yeah. I believe it was Teddy.
Yeah. So I got that one. Good job. One for two. God, those things press me, though. Yeah. Always. No, I'm not going to make excuses. I was going to say I'm not a beat writer. I don't have to. I think big picture.
There's a lot of truth to that.
I think that's more globally.
Yeah, you're global. And you're doing something about what are they doing on Thursday?
Right.
And
I know. Yeah, I'm not. I think globally.
Yes. Thank you.
But you are at the game. So just make notes. If you're at the game and you see someone get injured, just jot it down where you think the injury might be. Just for the fun of it. Just try that.
You have a computer and a notepad with you at all times in those games.
Sports. And you're there at the game.
Both
and
things.
You sit in the same seat every time.
I do.
People can find that. Do you have a name?
I do pay attention.
Is there a nameplate?
Yes, absolutely. Everybody has a nameplate.
Everyone has a nameplate.
Yeah. You'd be.
Does Keith set those up?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, he informed me yesterday that I got a credential for this season.
Did he?
Which I appreciated. Yeah.
Does it say Writer of the Year on the.
No, it does not
it
say writer.
Say,
of the
it should
year.
Say it writer of the year.
It could say that.
How actually. Do I get a credential?
You ask Keith Mann.
Keith Mann.
You report.
I would love
to
stand right behind you. Just stand right behind you. Just look over your shoulder and tap you on the shoulder.
It wouldn't bother me as much as you probably think.
I would never do that. I'm very big. When people are in their professional world, I don't jack with that.
Yeah. I appreciate that, but it wouldn't. It wouldn't faze me that much.
I wouldn't want to see what the food was.
But I will tell you this: I love the games. Yeah. I love them. I mean, that's the easiest part of the job. I'm very interested in every single play.
It's got to be kind of a reunion, too. You see everybody. I mean, you see everybody.
Kind of.
I know you see everybody at the press conferences, but the Saturday game day is probably kind of fun. Everybody talking to everybody.
Yeah, George is there. Yeah. There's a lot of media. Obviously, there's tons of media. But, yeah, every single play's interesting to me. And the guys get really annoyed because on the first third down, I'm like, this is huge.
I've been told that from other from Parker Gabriel, Chris Basnett, the past have said that.
Every third down.
Lock in, this is big.
Yeah, big third down. Got to get this. Got to get this.
First drive, first quarter. Be okay.
Calm down, simple.
Anything from John Butler that stood out?
John Butler, who talked to the
new defensive backs coach from
Nebraska. Reminded me of George Carlin. Look at him. Number one, he kind of looks like George Carlin.
Did he tell jokes?
If he ever lapsed into humor, it'd freak me out. I think he's capable of humor. I don't think his first appearance at the podium in front of the local media, it would be a good idea for him to go up there and
do a comedy
do
show.
A comedy routine.
Probably smart.
It was somewhat illuminating in that. Now, look, he got hired on July 5th or July 6th. It wasn't hiring season. And he made it very clear this was a total surprise. It came out way out of the left field. And he was prepared to sit out the season. In fact, he said, I kind of like the idea of sitting out the season. That it was, you know, you can be around family. He talked about what Bill's gone through, just the grind. He didn't say grind. I said it. The long hours being away. And he kind of liked the idea of not. But he also knew that Rule would probably have other candidates on the list, and he better act fast if he's going to act. So he chose to do it. He was living at the Embassy Suites, just walks over to the stadium, doesn't have a car, says, I don't even need a car. He might eventually need a car, I suppose, if he's going to recruit in state. I don't know how all that works. But,
I think he had Uber to Grand Island.
I don't know.
They'd pay good. The tab. Good. Fine. Absolutely. Yeah, come on.
Be awesome. Rent. Wouldn't it be fun to have an Uber?
It'd be fun to live at the Embassy Suites.
Yes.
It would. I've dreamt of this.
That breakfast is amazing over there.
Yeah. I mean, I wish I would have accumulated enough money in my life to just say, hell with it.
Breakfast is amazing. I had a little bit of time at the Embassy when I first got hired here. And then
Well, what's a little
then
bit
went
of time?
Then went to the Holiday Inn. I was only there for about a week or two. Then I went to the Holiday
Inn.
But the breakfast, you don't get the breakfast, Jake. Breakfast, you're gone. You're working breakfast.
No, common man like myself.
Excuse me, Coach. I won't be in for a while. Then the cook isn't here yet for my omelet.
The buffet's not out.
The buffet.
It is a good omelet over there.
And also, I got 2 beer tickets for this afternoon. 2 free beer tickets. If I can leave at 4:30, it'd be great.
Can I just sneak back?
Yeah.
I'll be back for these. Don't worry.
Jake, that's unreal.
I'm just saying, if you ever go, it is delightful over there. If you have time for breakfast, it's very good.
Hotel life is really good.
Coaches don't have
hotel
time.
Hotel life is beautiful. I'd hate to get off the. Could we get back onto on what the coaches said? But
no.
When I went to the University of Wisconsin, I wasn't sure where I wanted to move or live / whatever, and I was staying in a Residence Inn Marriott, and I got to talking to the manager really well, and I'm like, okay, it's a little expensive, but it's not that much more than a mortgage. So I lived there for 7 months. In the Marriott.
7 months.
That's a fantasy for me.
And
it was a fantasy, and it was incredible. So I was getting Marriott points this entire time. And then they knew me so well. I'd come in late. You know, the whoever's at the front desk would be whatever, 11 o'clock on a Tuesday or something. Hey, Coach, how you doing right there? You want something to eat or something? They'll grab you something out of the kitchen. And they go back and grab you something out of the kitchen. No. I'd walk back with them into the kitchen.
Stop.
What do you want? Take what you want.
The room was the full suite. Yeah. And so it was
cleaned every day.
Yeah, it was. I would tell him. I said, "Listen, you don't have to do my bed and stuff every day. You don't
just
have to
do the bathroom." Though.
But I just not even that. It was just. But it was an incredible lifestyle. I absolutely loved it.
Highly
recommend it.
The only thing even close that I've experienced is when we went on those bowl trips with Osborne and Solich for the national title games. We'd be 15 days in a hotel. Yeah. And it was beautiful.
It was
luxury
beautiful.
For
yeah.
you.
Yeah, it was beautiful. Okay. Yeah, this guy's name is John Butler. Nothing overly revealing. He had to learn the defense. I was wrong on this initially. Jake would remember I said, the 3-3-5, it's not overly unique. You know, a defense is a defense. You put 11 guys out there. I was wrong. I mean, it's a unique system. He had to learn it, which doesn't seem to be a problem. He said the words, "This one is so unique." But yeah, that was nothing terribly illuminating. Okay. I thought the biggest takeaway was it just came out way out of left field. But he would say, "Well, yeah, it was July. I mean, nobody's hiring in July." And he was prepared to sit out the season.
All right. There you go. There's your update from practice, post-practice. John Butler has spoken, and Teddy Prochazka out for the season.
Is there anything else?
I think that was it.
Anything else? Wasn't there another injury?
Yes, Roger Gradney. Roger Gradney's a defensive back. Kind of, I think they're transitioning him to linebacker. He's a big, big defensive back.
Gotcha.
So he's a true freshman? I'm going to say, yeah, true freshman. Is it freshman or true freshman? These are the details that shouldn't escape me. I'm going to tell you right now what he is, Bill.
You're not a beat writer. You do feature stories. I understand that.
Columns and opinions.
Columns and opinions.
I think globally. Just remember, can you just remember that if it comes up with Tamara?
Globally.
Sipple thinks globally. Hold on a second.
So anyway, I thought that.
No, we're going to get Gradney. Yeah. This is the kind of stuff I need to know. It's sort of embarrassing that I don't. Why do I not know what Roger Gradney is, a true freshman or a freshman? Here's why I don't know. Because he hasn't played yet. So I concentrate on the guys who've played. Class of 2024 is the answer.
Okay.
Class of 2024.
I'm a freshman.
Yeah. Gradney is, and I don't want to downplay the significance of his injury. I mean, it's a bad deal for him. 6'200". 6'200".
It's tough on everyone.
Yeah.
But when you're starting off as a true freshman, trying to get in the swing of college, how football works, all those things, then all of a sudden you get out of the loop really fast with a season-ending injury. That's tough. That's a tough. You just emotionally, everything about it is very difficult because it's not the same when you're injured. It's not. When
you're not with the team.
You're around them. You go to meetings, all those things, and you engage. Coaches don't just, you know, you don't just like, oh, I don't talk to them. No, they talk to them. They do all those things. It's just different.
Yeah.
It's just different when you're not in the normal day-to-day part of it.
It's a bad deal.
It's a different situation.
It's not a horrible thing, but it's not good. Demetrius Bell, think of Demetrius Bell, couldn't play last year, then blew out his knee in a spring game. So his first 2 years on campus, no football.
No football. Very tough.
Yeah. That's a rough deal. Look at now Ben. So we're really making an adjustment.
Ben's moving to the other side. He's hidden. Yeah. Look where he's hidden at.
Jake, that sign is going to take some getting used to. There's a sign. There you go. Thank you.
Uh-oh, Jake looks just...
Well, we're not going to have Sean today. It's fine.
We're not.
We had a lot of stuff to talk about. It's fine. We're good.
What was that?
Well, we went too long?
Well, he's got a hard 6:45 out. He's got a different appearance. If we have him, we have him for 2 minutes today.
I was talking too much.
You had a lot of thoughts, though. You had a lot of thoughts in practice on what happened. I'm post-practice. It's okay. You can apologize to Sean.
Yeah, I will catch the brunt of this, by
the way. I'll probably get a text back here in a second with an okay, with no period or anything on it, but it's okay. He understands.
Steve, you're on three. You can talk about anything Sean was going to talk. We can ask you the same question.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You're on three.
That's
true.
Yeah, you want me to, I can't do a Sean impression.
Don't do it.
I won't.
Don't do it. Before we get to break, though, if you're hungry for breakfast or brunch,
where would you go?
You'd go to Early Bird at
the Bird
19th and K. They've got everything from breakfast burritos to French toast to chicken fried steak, which, of course, Bill, is what?
Smothered.
Smothered. They've got pancakes and, of course, the famous hash holes.
Do it again, Jake.
Hash holes. Breakfast appetizer. You got to have it. And when you get it, please say it like that, too, at Early Bird.
Say it just like that.
You'll be escorted out.
I bet you can. And the assholes.
Yeah, I bet you can get a gravy boat, a side gravy boat also.
A gravy boat?
Yes, to put on your hashole.
Did Sharon have gravy boats?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Remember, when the gravy boat came out, that was great.
I bet it was great for you.
It was great. Gravy was... Oh.
Gravy boat.
They'll have a bonus.
I can get on that boat.
As for the bonus gravy boat,
they've got cocktails, mimosas, Bloody Marys, and more. So have that with your hash holes.
Oh, the bonus.
Why wouldn't you?
Hole.
19th and K, free parking. Lots of free parking. Also in Omaha and Iowa.
You just wheel in there.
Did you say why wouldn't you?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Or have a cold beer.
When we come back, some more from post-practice. We've not addressed Terrence Knighton's comments yet. He talked yesterday, too.
Yeah.
Next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save. Like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.